Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed, the Christmas special.
Yay.
With me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
He's got a laptop on our shoulder. If you think that our producer puts this in afterwards, one of the biggest podcasts in the UK, if you think we pay for after production sounds, you fucking think again. You think again right now. She is sitting with a laptop on our shoulder, having a lovely little time. So there we go.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing and ting-ting-ting-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is pouring and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Hope
you're all well. Hope you're not too stressed. Hope you've got stuff in and all that shite that makes Christmas gash. But it's fine.
Makes Christmas great. What are you doing?
No, it doesn't. Everyone buys each other the same old shit every year. It's a load of bollocks. It's for the kids. Why do we bother?
Wow.
That's just how I feel today, but I'd love Christmas.
I'll take all your Christmas presents back then. Wow.
No, don't. No,
don't. It's the same old shit. Just go in your cupboard. I'll go wherever. You'll have it. It's the same old shit.
Take back the present that you bought is that arrived yesterday, not in a box.
Yeah.
And
Thanks, Amazon, you fucking bunch of knobs.
Yeah. Should we let everyone know what you got us, though?
Well, no, it's not your main present. I'm going to sound like an arsehole here. It's not your main present, but I managed to. You've been banging on about one forever, and I managed to track down a Ninja air fryer.
Yes.
Right? Off one of the sellers on Amazon. And
how did you though? What did you do to get it? Because I couldn't get one for love nor money.
Me and Jeff go way back. And right. He's not head honcho anymore, but quick phone call. He still knows a few people. Got one sorted.
Does he not own Amazon anymore?
He does, but he stepped down. He doesn't run it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Listen, still a good lad. So the delivery lady came walking up the drive just with a big mat. And you were standing at the door because I was busy getting in the car. And she just came up the drive with this massive big box. And I was like, yeah, that's one of your presents, by the way. Merry Christmas!
I'm over the moon. I've wanted one for donkeys.
Well, if you don't air fry our Christmas dinner, then it's going straight back to Santa because you're ungrateful.
Well, why don't I practice? I'll practice some roasties.
Right.
In the air fryer tonight. Right.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
And we'll see. Because
this isn't a sponsorship, by the way. I genuinely bought one. I'm not trying to get a free fucking. I don't want another one. This is.
I'll have another one.
No, what? You? Why? What? Like
for
a fucking
me, ma'am.
Like a DJ?
Not for me, ma'am.
It's one on someone each side. Little mix in the middle.
Double draws. Well, it's when I went to my mate Steph's, because I didn't really see the whole appeal with them, because everyone's like, you can do a full chicken, you roast your salmon, and then all I thought was, it's gonna fucking stink, right?
Your whole house is gonna
and
stink,
I just
yeah.
thought it sounds ridiculous, but then went to my best mate Steph's, right? Mm-hmm. She cooked some chicken nuggets in 9 minutes.
Wow.
9 minutes flat. Didn't have to heat it up.
Wow.
And I tried one. The crispiest motherfucker. Oh, my God.
The gift of time that
so
it gives you.
It is.
It's the new George Foreman grill. Everyone's losing their minds
it
about
is,
it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the new George
They've
Foreman.
Where have they gone?
Well, everyone who did bacon on a George Foreman grill, you're an arsehole. It tasted like shit.
Did it?
Oh, I hated bacon on a George Foreman grill. Burgers, sausages, incredible.
Courgettes were nice.
Nah. Really?
Mm. All right, well, I mean, very upsetting the amount of fat that used to come out of the sausages, though. And then it would go in the tray, and because I'm a scruff, I would leave it for ages so it would, like, solidify.
Yeah, Yankee candle.
God.
Yankee candle of sadness.
I know. And you'd be like, if I hadn't cooked that in there, I'd have been eating that.
Could have been in my veins, man. What a fucking waste. What a waste. Get it in and put it in my eyes.
That happened after our curry last week, you know.
What?
Because I was rinsing out all the trays because you are Mr. Recycling.
Yeah, and God I am forbid, Mr. Recycling.
God forbid you accidentally put one in the bin.
There's fucking, no, it's not happening.
All right, man. We know.
Right.
We know.
Right.
We know you get your knob on for recycling. We all know this. But I was rinsing one out and then the next morning I went downstairs and there was just oil in the little mini sink.
Yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Still delicious, though.
Still bloody delicious. Bloody delicious. So, guys, it's episode 199.
Oh, wow.
How exciting is that?
That's canny.
And it's the last episode of 2022, and it's the Christmas special, and we hope you're all right. And genuinely, we've just done a little video on Rosie's Instagram there, but thank you so much for listening this year. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that you listen. We really appreciate that you get in touch with us and send us stuff and on Twitter and Instagram and comment on things and that you're just involved in our little world. Like, genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much.
I can't believe people still listen.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, I've lost respect for all of them.
Anyone comes up to me and says, love the podcast, I go, are you on crack?
Get away. Step back. 2 meters, 4 meters, 8 meters.
Something wrong with her. Yeah.
We can't even, that's our problem. We can't even do a from the bottom of our hearts thank you without turning it into fucking slagging either each other off or the listeners off. Genuinely, thank you so much. And we'll be back in New Year's next year, obviously.
Is there nothing for 2 weeks?
We've got 2 weeks off.
Is there not even any out of office replies?
No, it's off.
We're going to lose all the listeners.
We're going to lose them all. I think we've got 2 weeks off over the Christmas. So sorry, guys, you're going to have to look elsewhere.
Hang on.
I wish there was somewhere else for you to look. I wish there was other people doing man and woman talk and podcasts like us, but no one seems to have copied it. So there's nothing for you. What are you going to say, Rose?
Is that you being sarcastic?
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, so hang on, we haven't got the podcast for 2 weeks. We haven't got any, we've not got the TV show yet or the tour. Mm. Are we going to have to look after our kids for 2 weeks solid?
Are we going to speak, do you think?
Over Christmas.
Are we going to speak? Or are we just going to shout at each other?
We'll just shout at each other. Okay. But, don't know why I'm mentioning this, but guess whose sex life's getting better?
Whose?
Ours.
Oh, why are you telling people this?
Because I feel like I'm out of the danger zone.
Right.
Not danger zone. I feel like I'm out of the horrendous hate my life zone.
Okay.
Recently, early too.
Right, okay.
I told you, it took 2 years with Ron, remember?
Yeah.
Shit for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now it's getting better.
Okay.
Because I don't hate myself as much anymore. And yeah. I'm not as exhausted.
Okay.
So. Wow.
But the exhausting, no, seriously, the I'm too tired to have sex thing, you can knock that on the head. All the ladies out there, knock that on the head. You now only take 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about. Eh? 20 seconds, that's if I'm pissed. We're talking 5 seconds if I'm sober. You've got time for that.
Oh, I know, yeah. Piss sex. with blokes who just want to keep going and you're like, seriously, yeah, I just want to die.
I believe your exact quote the time we talked about this was, pass me the canister.
I believe
we got it on a T-shirt.
I think we do.
So there we go.
Red roll. No need. No one's enjoying this.
Do you not find
you're just trying to prove a point, isn't it? So
there's two things that you do when you're pissed, and if you can't really remember them the next day, you're devastated and you want another one. One is if you go for a curry pissed, and one is if you have sex pissed.
Mm-hmm.
If you have sex pissed and you only remember bits of it, you're like, oh, that's annoying. I've kind of wasted that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wake up and you've had a curry the night before, the amount of times I've got a curry again on the Sunday night after the Saturday, not being able to remember it.
Because you feel like you missed out on it.
A bit pissed, sitting with the last chat, and they go, oh, yeah, and you only remember bits of the curry, and you think, I didn't really get to properly enjoy that curry. I'm going to get another one on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hence.
But we'll never redo the sex, though.
Oh, nah.
Hungover sex is fucking awful.
Can I breathe? He has me curry breath.
We were pissed at the weekend,
weren't
we? Something I'd never had.
Mm-hmm.
Pringle sandwich.
We had a Pringle sandwich.
Where have they been all our life?
Yeah, that was felt felt like.
Holy shit, it was lush. I love a crisp sandwich.
I've just finished the rest never of them Pringles because we were so pissed on Saturday night. I dropped that tube of Pringles 3 or 4 times.
Right.
I just finished them. It was like fucking dust. It was like eating dust. I just drank them out of the can. It was pathetic, right? And you, Mrs. Pissed, tell everyone where you put the butter. Instead of the fridge.
In the top cupboard.
Top cupboard, next to the fridge, above the oven. Above the oven.
We were looking for the butter for a good 10 minutes. In my defence, it was in the cupboard next door to the fridge.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, great.
Hey, tell you what. Listen, Dane, give us a drink, will you not?
Fucking clips, absolute clips. Listen, we hope that you're going to have a lovely Christmas and become a clip, or maybe not become a clip. Do whatever you want. Just be merry and enjoy yourself. But listen, it is time for this week's, and I'm not even going to say the word lucrative here because I'm not going to put it in that sentence because I've personally took no money at all for this week's sponsor.
Oh.
This is free because I believe in the cause so much.
Right, okay.
We're going to take the energy down here a bit. We're going to take the energy down, okay? Like it's an advert, like it's an appeal advert. Right?
All right.
I'm going to put my children in the head on
be
here.
Serious.
Okay, yeah. Okay, can you do some little harmonizing maybe in the background?
Tone it down.
Look, that's walking in the air. That's
put it to tune.
Air. Just like hold music. Just doesn't matter. You're putting us off.
No,
stop. No, you can't do it. Back off from the mic.
No, I'm into it now.
You're ruining it. God. No, you're ruining it.
No, just let us do stop it. No, please. Let us stop laughing and let us do one.
Right, come on.
Right, hang on.
Do the build up.
Oh, that's like a... She had marks all over her body.
Stop. You're ruining... this is serious. Stop.
Right, sorry.
This is serious, okay. Right? This Christmas, while you're having fun and enjoying yourself, please... Stop it. Please take a moment to think and a moment to spare thought for those people out there doing God's work, toiling away while you eat and drink and be merry. The saints, the angels of our time. I am, of course, talking about the people in your house who are in charge of the recycling.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah? Just think of them, yeah? Oh. Rinse that pot. Rinse. Wash that tin. Please. Please. Jesus. Don't leave it on the bench. Don't pile the boxes in the corner, hoping that the little recycling fairies will sort it out, because they won't.
Oh.
Put it in the recycling bin. And when I say the recycling bin, I mean the right bin! Put it in the correct bin! Oh, my God. Jeez. At the time, most of the year, the people you live with who can't do it, they're annoying enough as it is, right? This time of year, you've got guests coming round. Guests adding to the carnage in that recycling bin. Carnage. Like, no one knows the rules. You know what I want to do? I want to go around to people's houses who put the wrong thing in the wrong bin. I want to go around to their house later in the Christmas holidays, once they've done it, once they've proved themselves, right? Once they've wronged us. I want to go in the house and I want to take a big, manky, stinking shit in the middle of the living room floor. And then when they look at us, I want to go, oh, sorry, does this not go here?
Oh, you're
Does this
ridiculous.
Not go on this one?
You've got...
Where does this go?
You've got problems, you.
Bastards.
Seriously.
Sick of it. Honestly, your
do,
mom,
know gonna, do you know what's going to tip you over the head? One day it's going to be in the news. It's going to be like Christopher Ramsey loses his shit. Like,
oh, it's going to go fucking... it's going all the way to America. They're going to report in America as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how big it's going to be. You're going to burn down the house or something. Mm. Hopefully you let us out first. You get so ridiculous about the address as well, like the address on, yeah, on
the
stuff.
Address off. Rip the address off. Get it. Take the sellotape off the cardboard, fold the cardboard or pack it down, squash a milk bottle. Honestly, this house... All I do
We're
with this
good.
House is
we are good. We're good.
Because of me.
It's not our problem, Chris.
It is my problem.
Go and tell the big companies.
I'm gonna.
Right?
I will. They want a thingy as well. And you know, I almost stopped recycling when I realised that at the Qatar World Cup they fucking air conditioned the stadium.
Exactly.
That's another
mate.
Chat.
Exactly.
But I'm doing my bit. I'm doing my bit.
We all do our bit. But sometimes
you learn your bit.
Sometimes
we're gonna have a seminar.
Sometimes
we're
your mango chutney pot goes in the
you know
the
no,
bin.
No. And I get it out and I rinse it. Oh. Do I eat some of that mango chutney? Maybe not. The jury's out. Listen, we are gonna have a seminar. We're gonna have a seminar. In the did you just whisper mango chutney into the microphone?
I love mango chutney.
Right, yeah. Okay, we'll come
I do really I like mango chutney. Chutney. Never as nice from a jaw.
We're going to have a seminar.
What's a seminar?
A seminar is going to be, I'm going to get some little bits of paper, a little quiz. You, not Robin, he's a bit young yet. You, your mum, your nana.
Don't bring me mum.
My mum, your auntie, people who are here a lot, your sister, people who come and go as the please, right? I'm going to ask them all about the cycling. We're going to have a
See
quiz.
See how sexist that is? All women. You didn't name one bloke then? Fucking prick.
No. But
you didn't name one man.
This has got not. I'm not just going to throw men in.
Oh, sorry. Telling me Bill Ramsey recycles, I fucking doubt it.
He doesn't lift a finger when he's in my house.
Exactly.
But my mum will try and help and get it wrong. You just get it wrong. And the rest of I'm talking about the women who come round and try, but do it wrong. Do you know what? I'd rather you didn't. I'd rather you left it.
You are a chauvinist pig. And I can't believe.
It's not sexism.
I can't believe that I'm married to you. I feel disgusted in myself. Speaking of chauvinist pigs, I'm going to talk about something after the jingle.
Oh, God. Oh, is there a jingle? Can I just say, it's not sexist if all of the people in the list just happen to...
Gender
had nothing to do with
it.
Gender had nothing to do with it. The qualifying factor was being shit at recycling. That was you lot.
Good for that. Right, yeah. Hang on. Just to play out of the jingle.
Oh, we've got no.
Merry Christmas.
Feels a bit weird. Loads of whinging and arguing and then...
Merry Christmas. Hope you're recycling or Chris will come and get you.
I'll get you. I'm like the recycling Grinch. I love you so.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Hello.
Which is Christmas.
It is.
All about Christmas. But I was busy talking about chauvinist pigs.
Great.
So I just wanted to let you all know that I did a little bit of
Sorry,
Christmas.
Tiny little bit of it. I don't want to be a chauvinist pig in a rope, but it's the Christmas special and we're talking about chauvinist pigs, can we call them chauvinist pigs in blankets?
Yes. Yes. Cool. Yes, we can. Just so, speaking of chauvinist pigs in blankets.
Feliz Navidad.
Cranberry sauce. I went shopping the other day. The amount of chauvinist pigs in blankets who were there with their wives or partners was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, why do they put up with it?
Right.
Not the chauvinist pigs in blankets,
the
women.
Victims. What happened? What was going on?
Just the amount of blokes driving, right? Because clearly, all over the years, they've always drove. Mm. And then, sadly, what happens, which will probably happen to us, is you get to a certain age and you go, I don't really feel confident driving on the roads anymore because my husband's always had to fucking drive everywhere, which will never happen to me, by the way. Look at this. Never happened to me.
Why am I getting
so
blamed?
What happens is all the chauvinist pigs in blankets end up driving their other halves to the shops, looking like they want to die, shouting at me in the car because they're in the wrong fucking lane, shouting at me. And then I drive past smiling and laughing because I think, you fucking horrible chauvinist pig in blanket, and your poor wife sat next to you, who, if I was her, would have said, get out the car, you prick, and I'll drive. This got really a lot more heated than I meant to do.
Okay.
But I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Wow.
Why do they go with them?
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
If you are that fucking miserable.
You know what it is? It might be more of a northern thing. It might be more of a northern thing. A man and a woman go, and the woman just sort of sits there and the guy just drives and then calls the shots and the walk right. Yeah, I don't know. It might be. It's just, it's definitely.
And then they sit outside in the car.
It's definitely dying out. It's definitely dying out.
I hope so. I really don't get it. Yeah. If you are that miserable and if you are that arrogant and you just, I don't know, and you sat outside going, I'm outside, how long are you going to be? Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah, sling your hook, go home. I'd rather walk. Yeah. I would rather walk with six shopping bags full of stuff, 3 miles, than get back into a car with one of those men.
4 miles?
Easy.
Uphill?
Nah.
Nah.
Maybe I would get in and be really quiet
and not say
anything.
Her morals and principles were shattered there by adding a mile and a hill.
Yeah. This might not even stay in the podcast.
No, well, listen, I get what you mean. I know what you mean.
There were so many instances
of it the other day. Well, you've got it. That's the thing. Everyone whinges about fucking, oh, you can't say anything in snowflakes and stuff at the minute. But you know what it is? Actually, the new generation, the kids seem to be a lot nicer. Kids, you know, on a whole, seem to be a lot nicer. And the next generation's going on. Everything's more quality. Everything's
getting better.
Slowly but surely, hopefully getting better. And the amount of times I see more now, women driving men. Sorry, women driving big pussies who can't drive themselves. I see more of that now. Letting your wife drive, are you a dickhead? What's the matter? She got the trousers on. I see more of that now, which is a good thing.
It is a great thing.
Got your bollocks in a handbag, I sure.
Ooh. Right, stop it, because you're adding to that.
I'm joking.
I know you are.
I'm parodying what you did and making light completely of everything you said.
I just think it's such a
shame. Which
is
a male chauvinist pigs in blanket way of doing it. And can I also, every single time you said male chauvinist pigs in blanket, you said pig in blanket, so we want to stick to
the agenda of the joke.
The agenda of the, very well done.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Yeah, that'll probably not stick.
You calm down now, are you on your period or something?
Wow.
So why did not have that size left in that frock you were trying to buy on the clothes shop website? Your flowers died.
Stop. Let's stop.
Oven broke.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I spoke to Carl Hutchinson the other day, a friend of the podcast. Oh, his tour's on sale now, by the way, for next year, if anyone would like to get tickets for it. He's selling very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I spoke to him the other day, and so we're discussing, we've discussed it before on the podcast, but you know when they shut one lane and they go merge, there's two lanes on the road. There's
and nobody merges and then you no do and everyone hates you and you're like, this is the point of the thing.
Again, my point I've always said is, if they wanted you to stop using that lane where you've all stopped using that lane and leaving it empty, they'd have brought the sign up to there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the sign to merge is right down at the bottom means use it until there, because you're going to back up all the way onto a roundabout and you're going to cause more fucking bother than there. Anyway, as you go down, everyone always is like, but I'm in the queue! And Carl phoned us the idea and said his new tactic when he goes down, and people, like, because you know you get down and then the certain person won't let you in, and they're like edge right next to the car, so people look at him and get angry, and he looks at them and he does like child baby crying face. So imagine you're younger and you're on the bus and your mates are then bald fists, corners of your eyes rotate.
Does he actually do that?
Yeah, he turns and just goes. Aah! Just crying fit. Honestly, someone's going to murder them. Someone is going to murder that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see him doing that.
Yeah.
I can actually see him doing that.
He is a maniac.
Wow.
Maniac.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, we haven't asked you to do this for some time, but it would be very, very nice if you could mobilise our troops, our smart troops, if you could all mobilise, and please vote for us in the National Comedy Awards. We've been long-listed, which is very exciting. Thank you again for that award that we won, that you won us last year, the best podcast. That's yours as much as it's ours, but don't come around and try and touch it. I will phone the police. We've been long-listed for Best Comedy Podcast, Best Podcast, or whatever it's called. It's a Comedy
best
Awards.
Comedy so best Comedy Podcast.
Well, it's Comedy Awards. It's Best Podcast.
Of course it is.
Fucking hell. We've been nominated for podcast and we've been nominated for the TV show. If you could just Google National Comedy Awards, or we have put it on Instagrams as well, but just Google National Comedy Awards. Go on, it takes 2 seconds. Put your email in. They do not spam you, I promise. I've had no emails from them and I fucking voted on loads of our emails last year.
No, I haven't actually.
And I did, I'm joking. But basically, just go on there, and if you could vote for the podcast and vote for the TV show, it would be really appreciated. And we thank you so much for the support, and you know, we know you will, and thank you again. So there you go.
Ant and Dec win the NTAs every year.
Yeah. Should we be the Ant and Dec, the National Comedy Awards Ant and Dec?
That'd be good. Pretty unreal, wouldn't it?
Be, I don't think it will be, but that would be, you know. Be nice.
I would love to redo the speech.
Yeah, why?
Because what did I say? Something like, I love you? Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, you said a joke. It was a joke that started really sincere, then went into a diss. And they went over the first bit so much that they missed the diss at the end.
Didn't land very well.
Nah. And
just don't know why I tried it.
We were the only fucking ones that kept our time, by the way. Everyone else walking up there, war and peace. Mm. I went up, the first thing I said was, sorry, Tom said be quick, so we'll be quick. And we were quick.
Mm.
And we're the only ones who thanked the people who were nominated. Hey, I tell you what, we're bloody too good for this world, you know that? We are bloody saints. Tell you what, all these other people, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk up and I'm going to slap whoever's hosting it. Is it Tom? Tom, you're getting slapped. I'm going to Will Smith the fuck out of you.
You can't slap Tom Allen.
I would never slap Tom Allen. I don't think it was possible. I think my hand would just bounce off.
I follow him on Instagram. He bought a top hat the other day.
I'm surprised he didn't already own a top hat.
He went and got it measured, put his voice over. And then they streamed the top hat.
He's so good. Funny. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. So yeah, if you go on there and vote for us, it would be massively appreciated. Thank you so much.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Quick question.
Yeah.
We've probably said this before because it's something that I always think about every time I do it. Whose name should go first on a card?
What if it's from us?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I always put mine.
I put yours as well.
Do you?
Yeah, because I go on the mum and dad rule.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, because we're mum and dad.
Right.
So it's, you know, Robin's mum and dad, mm-hmm. Rafe's mum and dad, Rosie Chris.
Oh, get in. Oh, well, that makes me feel better.
There you go.
The only time I ever don't is when I'm writing it to your mum and dad.
This is the worst quiz I've ever done.
I think your mum and dad probably don't want my name first. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think they give a fuck.
They probably don't, but in my head, I'd be like, you're not my kid.
Wow. So when our kids get married and have partners, if the partner's name's first on the card, you're going to be raging.
Like, not raging, but I'd probably go, I didn't have you.
Love to have that kind of time on my hands to worry about that kind of stuff.
I mean, it would only be a fleeting thought, and then I'd be done.
A fleeting thought that you've thought about for probably 15 years in advance.
Yes.
At least.
Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Pointless
waste of time. Stop doing them.
Well, the one from King Charles.
Yeah.
It's not arrived.
Oh.
I'm fully blown off the list. Oh, it's going to an old house. Got no idea.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Because he did Prince's Trust.
Yeah. It would have been King Charles this year.
It would have been a card from King
Charles. King Charles.
Oh,
I fucked it, Chris. Absolutely annoying. Fucked it.
I'll give Jeff a ring. He might know him. Jeff might know him.
Why do you keep saying that you know Jeff Bezos? It's so weird.
I feel like I'm manifesting it. Is that the word? Manifesting it? I feel like if I talk about it enough, I reckon he's just going to knock on the door one day and just go, the universe said you wanted to be my mate.
The universe is powerful, but I don't think it's that powerful. Mm. But you never know. Listen. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Mm.
Force use of them. Eh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Netflix or not,
exactly. I seen a kid the other day with a Stranger Things top on, and they were about 5, and I just thought, you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing that top?
I know what you mean. So I was thinking this the other day, so Robin asked about Pennywise. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, how'd you know about that? But when I was his age, I knew about Freddy Krueger. It's the same kind of crack.
Right, I get you. Like, so they just kind of know icon. What it is, yeah, but they don't. Like, they've never watched it.
About Squid Game, most of them haven't seen it.
The well, odd... Robin sings the song, doesn't he?
And well, there's the odd fucking lunatic out there who will let a five-year-old watch Squid Game and be mm-hmm. like, he doesn't get it. And you go, oh, people are getting their heads blown off. Please yeah. don't let your child watch that. Well, if they are going to watch it, please don't let them then hang around with my child. Mm. But yeah, it's just... popular culture you. Stuff, innit?
Okay, that's fine.
Tell you one thing. So, obviously, the World Cup's over. One thing that Robin was obsessed about and still is obsessed about from the World Cup, a couple of times, the camera zoomed in on, you know, so say someone misses a shot, mm-hmm. right? And then they run away, like, back up the pitch as the keeper's going to kick the ball up, mm-hmm. right? I know about football. I'm a football guy.
So, hang on. So, the keeper's got the ball.
They've shot. They've tried to take a shot. They've tried an attempt on goal. It's mm-hmm. gone out. It's a goal kick. So all the players move back to the pitch because mm-hmm. the goalkeeper's about to do a goal kick.
And they do the massive ones. Oh, they're massive ones.
I reckon if they put 100% in, they could kick it out of the fucking stadium. But what would be the point?
So incredible.
Incredible. Pickford. After fucking hell.
I know.
Bloody hell.
And he's from Sunderland.
Yeah.
He said that every time he came on the screen.
Yeah,
which...
it was really annoying. Anyway, listen. As the players run away, yeah. picture it in your mind's eye, the moment it'll go in on Harry Kane or whatever. And sometimes they'll do a spit, right? They'll spit.
Oh, yeah.
Other
yeah,
times
yeah.
they'll do that amazing thing where they cover one nostril and...
Awful.
You must get taught at the academy. Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. Once when I was running outside a long, long time ago, I did do it because I just had to... And I didn't have any tissue. And you know when your nose is running and it was nice, like, but snot went everywhere.
Yeah. It must
Couldn't
be something.
Do it properly.
They're either taught it as soon as they get scouted, right? I reckon they taught it before they taught any kind of football.
Do you think?
I reckon it's like, look, I think you're going to be a professional player. This is how you fucking hoof one right out of your nostril and get no debris on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I've tried it a couple of times. It goes all over my chin, chest, feet. It's horrendous, right? It must be something to do with their lung power of being top flight athletes. He's obsessed with it.
What do you mean?
He always just says, Daddy, I'm going to do what the footballers do. And he covers one nose. He's like...
I've not seen this yet.
He's not tried it with you, but he does not... He's never done it, but he keeps winding us up that he's going to do
it. Right, okay.
He thinks it's fucking great.
Let him do it.
Yeah, no.
Soon snot all over himself.
Well, you know who cleans that up? That's not funny. He's snot all over himself, then he go lie on our stuff.
That's true. Yeah. Snail trails all over the place.
Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, footballers out there. Honestly, it's one of the most impressive things they do.
Mm.
Fair enough. Ball control, shots on target, you know. Vision for the game.
It is the thing that happens, isn't it? You do get very mucusy when you're running mm-hmm. and when you're doing all that kind of exercise.
Shouting and that, yeah.
Yeah. I love guessing what they're shouting. That's a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very good game. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, shit. Hello.
Just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Hiya. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
Another one round the block still, yeah?
Yeah.
Another one bites the dust.
Another year.
Another year. Yeah. Every year for 10 years, they've said you won't be here next year, but then I say you can fuck off, I will.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very well done.
Got yourself something nice, have you?
Got myself something nice.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Not buy yourself any presents, Chris.
No, you're buying for other people.
Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it?
Sad that you have to buy them for yourself.
Well, every year I buy myself a little present.
All right, then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you get yourself this year?
100 fags.
Was that last year half an hour?
Yeah, period knickers. Because I still have them.
Do you?
Aye.
How old are you exactly, Belinda?
Can't remember.
A quick worry in case there was any contradictory facts dropped in there.
Still need them though.
All right, okay.
It's not always red, it's just a bit brown, but it's something, there's definitely something still going there.
Are you not just shitting yourself?
Cogs are still turning, the womb is still awake.
Are you not just shitting yourself?
No.
It's coming down.
Out
running,
the vagina.
It might be running down the front.
Oh, hey, that's disgusting. Disgusting little lad, you're. Right, Merry Christmas.
Bye.
I couldn't be arsed. I wasn't in it. I wasn't fully in it.
I don't think I'll ever get sick of the dead phone line. That literally doesn't. It doesn't happen anymore. I haven't heard a dead phone line for years.
I know. I've got to say, I'm loving. You know, The Crown. We're watching The Crown at the minute.
Mm.
I just love watching people on phones again, like house phones. It's really nice. know what I mean, though?
What a strange thing to say.
It's getting nostalgic.
Right, yeah.
Big part of our lives, the house phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Rubbish, though. Boring. Crap.
Are you kidding me?
You couldn't go on the internet at the same time because it was...
Didn't have that problem. Didn't have the internet.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, someone else would want to be on the phone. Freaking nightmare.
Yeah, when your sister would... Get off the phone!
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be dad or my mom because I didn't have any siblings.
No.
But, yeah, no, it's rubbish. Like, again, people pine after stuff that was shite. Shitter than what we've got now. And go, oh, I miss a house. Why?
Memories, Chris.
Although then again, I do miss not being 100% contactable all the
exactly.
time. That's fucking irritating.
Exactly. Can you imagine parenting and being an adult in a world where our parents were adults and people weren't fucking texting you and ringing you and emailing you and WhatsApp grouping you about utter shite constantly?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how lush that would be?
People must have had so much to talk about in the pub.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
How much? Like... I sit down at the pub and I just think, well, fucking, we've all chatted on a fucking group.
Yes.
We've all been on each other's Instagrams.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you've been up there. Well, now you've been up there because I commented on all your photos. Uh-huh.
You're totally right.
It must have been.
It's horrible, man.
No wonder that generation where I was in the pub, it was fucking mint. Because it was your social media, your MSN chat room, your fucking MySpace, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, all rolled into one.
Yep. I totally agree.
Oh, I think I've really stumbled on something there.
I totally agree with you. I just think everyone is too contactable.
This piece of shit podcast.
And WhatsApp groups, and it's just utter bullshit and just shite where you go, can I just meet up with you and you tell us this in person? Because
you know, I'm not actually in any WhatsApp groups. I'm in a couple for some nights,
bastard.
I sorted out. But I get reported to by people from other WhatsApp groups, which is really nice.
What do you mean?
So there's a one for the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu that I'm starting again in the new year.
You've been threatening this for a while.
I am starting again in the new year.
We
sorted it all up again because I went in there, I did it a bit and I was like, it was geet hard. It's hard to sort of pick up and I didn't have the time, but I'm going in there like the proper, like sort of beginner class with everyone again, which is good, even though I already know a few things, so watch out everyone. But Alex from the gym doesn't add us to the group because he's like, I know you're just going to fucking, you don't like them, do you? So
Why did he need a group for that? No disrespect.
So I can get to know each other.
Right,
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not getting to know each other at the thing?
Well, no, you're busy fucking strangling and pulling and doing man stuff.
I just...
And the lads are busy organising a night out. We're doing that thing where we're having it in January because December's a fucking nightmare. Mm. And I'm not in that group either. I've just got one lad from the group goes, right, it's the 21st. Are you okay with that? I go, yeah. He goes, right, there we go. And that's all I need to know.
You've done well there,
yeah,
like.
I'm good. I've got little soldiers in me own little groups for us that I don't have to... Thanks, lads. You know who you are. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. We've got to do our beefs.
Yeah. What's your beef?
What's your beef?
My beef with you is currently your farts are absolutely putrid. And I know it's the protein.
Well,
it's the protein bars. Chris, they've gone turbo. They are disgusting.
Okay. Wow.
Shocking.
Wow.
On the flight, remember we flew to London last week?
Mm-hmm.
We took Robin for a little weekend in London. It was lovely. Yeah. So, well, I thought it was the bloke next to us, right? And I turned to you and I was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Had to like put me jumper over my nose and you smiled and I was like, it's you?
First of all, you should know my brand. Very offensive.
No, it's changed.
Very offensive.
It's changed because of the protein.
That was the flight back. You'd had two nights in the hotel with my farts, right?
You're the horrible?
Yeah.
Even
so
Robin?
Should have recognised it on that plane.
No.
Are you cheating on me with someone else?
Oh, God.
Because you don't know my farts.
Oh my God, imagine if that's how you found out Sue was cheating on you.
I found out Sue was cheating because she didn't recognise me farts anymore. Oprah.
Awful. It's really bad though. Is that what it is? It's got to be something. That's the only thing that's changed in your diet.
Out since then.
No, Chris, it's so bad.
Pressure?
It's so bad.
Turbulence. Plane food?
Stop.
Okay. My beef with you, speaking of planes... We were in the airport the other day. You've done this multiple times now. I'm starting to get sick of it. It's almost the new lamps and sofas. We were in the airport and you came up to us. You'd just been to the shop and you came up to us with a furry white bucket hat. And you went, I've just bought this. Isn't it lush? And I went, And the little bit of hesitation, you were like, look at you. You're not adventurous. Look at you. You're pathetic. You're boring. You're horrible to me. You're gaslighting us. You're this, you're that. All the ones that you normally throw out. And I said, look, you'll not wear it. You've done it again. You've bought another hat, right? You remember, you bought one. You always buy them on holiday. You wear them now and then you stop. But holiday is fair enough. It's like a different world. You bought that green one that looked like Indiana Jones's dad's hat. Never wore that. And then this one, this new one that you've bought, it looks like it's straight out of the E17 Stay Another Day video.
Stay Now.
Yeah, with a white puffer jacket and that on. Yeah, like Kevin and Perry Christmas special. And you said, and we had an argument in the airport because you're like, oh, you're such a prick. You're such a prick to me. Stuffed your little hat in your bag. You're such a prick. I went, right, okay. Well, look, if you're going to wear it, I'm sure it'll be nice. Next day in the hotel, freezing cold outside. I went, you went and put me hat on. I went, you put your new bucket hat on. You went, no. I went, why? You went, doesn't suit us. I went, you shouldn't have bought it, should you? I need it.
You're so horrible, though.
There we go. There it is.
Honestly,
I'm a fucking realist, man.
Honestly, the fact that you were just gone to all weekend, you were like, you're putting your new hat on? I was like, shut up.
It's because.
I'll wear this hat when I'm ready to wear it, which will probably be never.
Yes, stop buying them.
No fancy dress.
Yeah, that's all. It's just stop it. I don't know what goes through your head.
I really love hats, right? And yeah. I get, when I see someone wearing a hat, I just think, you look mint.
Yeah.
I can't wear them without feeling stupid. Right. Well, and what I blame, you need to do is... no, I blame where we're from.
Right, okay. What you need to do is, listen, you need to go up. Next time you see someone wearing a hat, go up and say, can I ask you two questions, please? One, where's your hat from? I really like it. They'll tell you. And you say, second question, can I just measure your head? Because I have got a tiny little pea head and I'll look ridiculous with a hat on. So if your head is anywhere near bigger than mine, which it probably is, I'm going to retract my statement about your hat and I'm going to leave. Right?
Yeah, I have got a little head.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know what you mean about where we live, though. We're not an adventurously fashionable area, are we?
No, I love where we're from. I believe it.
But we're realists, I think, in the area. I think it's like if you walk down in your furry bucket hat, I think you'd be like, oh, fucking hell, hello.
I feel like if somebody walked into the local pub with a good trilby hat on, I don't know, nobody would say anything, actually. We're getting a lot better, but I think people would go, hey, look at her.
Yeah. I feel like on the Monday at work, it would be water cooler chat. It'd be like, what did you watch on the telly? By the way, someone came in the pub with a trilby on. Yeah. Either didn't. They did. But yeah. So when I was when I was doing Strictly, they said I need to sort my posture out because I slouch. Mm-hmm. If you look at Anton Dubek, the way he walks, his fucking posture is magnificent. Okay. All the dancers in there are magnificent. But I think I was right and I pointed out the fact they said you need to walk with your shoulders sort of down and back and up, and chest out and your head up straight. And I was like, I'm from a place where walking like that gets your head kicked in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from a place where walking like that gets someone down the street to go, fuck, do you think you are? Like, I've got a slouch. Mm-hmm. We all slouch. Mm-hmm. It's a northern working class thing. We all slouch, right? No one's trying to show off.
We're all terrified of hard people.
Yeah, we're all terrified about bigger boys, right? Bigger boys are going to get you if you wear a daft hat or you walk up straight, right? So there you go.
Bigger girls. They'll all get you. They'll ask you for 20 pence at the metro.
Listening, don't tell the bigger boys I said this, right? Because I don't want the bigger boys to know.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Oh, you're so disgusting. Christmas edition.
Christmas eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads. I've got loads of Christmas eggs.
Oh, fantastic.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I love Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade, but it gives me the ick when people do the It's Christmas
bit.
Especially when they do that under your breath shout, and even worse when they do it really dramatically.
Oh.
I mean, I'm one of those people, so that's fine.
I went to a Christmas carol concert, children's school Christmas carol concert the other day, and they sung it, and I genuinely was the closest I've ever been to shouting it in my life. No one shouted it.
Oh, no one said it.
Feel the tension. So it was the first time, and I was like, should that have been shouted then? And I was standing next to my mate, and I was like, should that have been then or now? And he was like, do you think someone will do it? And I was like, shall I do it? And he was like, yeah, you probably should. And I was like, and then I bottled
was
it. Was
this
last
Robin's
minute.
Christmas concert?
Yeah, as I was at my kids' right. Christmas concert. Yeah, in a church of all places. And I wanted to be like, yeah, it's Christmas! But yeah, I'm glad I didn't, because now I'd have icked everyone out.
Yeah. You totally should have done it.
Oh, good.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. The hot dad at school drop-offs has reindeer antlers on his car.
Oh, that's a good one. Reindeer antlers on his car. People dressing their car up in any way, I don't understand. I don't understand the England flags out the back windows. Mm-hmm. Surely that's just consuming more fuel. I don't understand the red noses on the front of the car, and I don't understand antlers. I mean, I understand red noses for charity. I give to the charity, of course.
When I was younger, I used to do that, but nah. I think once you hit 30, it's a bit wrong, isn't it?
I don't get it. And eyelashes on the car, get that straight in the bin as well. Eyelashes on the lights of your car, stop it.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous, although I reckon he might guess it's me. My ick is watching my husband untangling the Christmas tree lights, draping them round his neck. I've never been drier.
He just
can't win, man.
He just can't win. I tell you what, he's just doing a service to put them up. I mean, it's a job that needs doing.
Oh, got another one here. Hello, love you both. Can't wait to see you in Glasgow.
Yes.
See you in Glasgow.
Glasgow was awesome.
New ick unlocked. Just being at the pantomime with my boyfriend. We had called him that because we've got a child. However, ick is him shouting back in the pantomime, e.g., he's behind you. Oh, no, he's not.
I knew you were going to say that. Also, having fun, getting involved, honestly.
I've got more. Hello, both. Hope you're well. I recently went to church to see a choir and sing some Christmassy carols. Mm. We're not religious, went with my boyfriend's nan and parents who are. Mm. But whenever the choir finished singing and everyone clapped, my boyfriend, two rows in front of me, clapped with one palm of his hand and the top of the pamphlet of songs he was holding with his other hand. Can't describe why, just made me feel sick.
Oh, God.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. We live in a small village and the community children's Christmas party is next week. None of the usual Santas are available, so my husband has offered to be the Santa. Suppose it's helped me get festive as the new Virgin Mary. Oh, love it. Hello, Chris and Rosie. I have some Christmas-themed icks for you both, that I hope you will understand. These aren't ones that you would get from a partner, but things that gross me out in general day-to-day life around the Christmas period.
Great.
First of all, what's with fully grown adults who insist on wearing Christmas-themed items of clothing? I saw a woman the other day in her late 30s / early 40s wearing a dress covered in gingerbread men, candy canes and Christmas trees. This was in the doctors, not at a party or anything.
Just put it on.
Also, again, fully grown adults who buy matching glittery t-shirts with the phrase first Christmas is mummy, first Christmas is daddy, and my first Christmas for the baby, and then post them all over social media. Yeah. Where's your dignity?
All right.
I hope you will agree with me and I'm not just being a snobby bitch. P.S. My best friend just bought the matching t-shirts, praying she doesn't listen to this.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know.
The dress in the doctors is funny. I'm sorry.
I've seen that.
But then again, she might have been a school teacher or she might have been, you know,
she might have been coming back from work where it was Christmas jumper day.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But then again, there's some people who do just wear Christmas themed clothes or literally from the 1st of December. This is from somebody else. I've always thought I never really had any icks of my own until I was in my local Morrison's and saw a man who I'd placed in his mid-40s pushing his trolley around wearing a Christmas jumper. It made me want to vomit tinsel all over him. I'm a massive fan of Christmas attire, but only for festive drinks, a social gathering or Christmas Day itself. Not as part of your usual wardrobe. Later that day, I saw a man walking his dog wearing a Santa hat. Just no. These are good-looking men who usually I get a little tingle for, but these two certainly didn't jingle my bells.
Wow. Beautiful. Wow. Well, very well. Oh, like, no. Let him wear his Santa hat if he's walking his dog, man. He might have his cold head. Let him wear his... I mean, he's probably got other hats. I know what you mean. Oh, I've talked myself out of it. I've annoyed myself.
I thought you would hate Christmas.
But they don't
Christmas.
Keep you warm. I'm trying to stick up for people who are just like enjoying Christmas and having a nice time.
Do you know what? I'm on the fence. I'm 50-50. Yeah. Because sometimes I think, Like, do you know what I mean? The school drop-off, right? Yeah. The first thing you've grabbed is a Christmas jumper. Yeah, seriously.
No.
Minging.
I've done that on purpose, yeah. But again, let them enjoy Christmas.
I know. Well, fair enough.
And people might think, sorry, love, if the bloke's now got a Christmas jumper or a hat on and it doesn't give you the tingle, you have to go and find a fucking tingle somewhere else. Eh? You pervert. Trying to get a tingle in Morrison's. We think, disgusting.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Jingle bells.
Public. Feliz Navidad. As always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. You know what to do. Rosie, take it away.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. I'll be as quick as I can. That's what she said.
Great.
The Christmas break of my first year at uni, I couldn't wait to meet up with my friend and catch up on everything we'd been up to. We'd arranged to go to the local village pub, so off we went for a Christmas Eve drink. Mm. My older brother and his mates were also in the pub, and we enjoyed a load of festive drinks together.
Get in.
My friend volunteered to get the next round for us. She'd been gone a good while, but I could see the bar was a bit busy, and that was okay. As the crowd thinned, my brother noticed she was stood next to his mate, who was, coincidentally, also taking quite a long time to bring their beers back. Sparked my interest, as she was known to be a bit of a fast mover, so I moved so I could see her better.
Fast mover.
Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely phrasing.
What do you mean?
My mate's a slag. She's a fast mover.
Yeah. Fantastic. I could not believe my eyes.
No. I know what you're going to say.
Her hand
left
the bar and moved down and towards the zip of his jeans.
Jesus Christ.
With his eyes set squarely on the beer mat in front of him, her elbow started to move up and down and in increasingly rapid movements.
Nah.
The elbow action unmistakable. My friend was indeed wanking my brother's friend off at the bar.
That's horrendous.
In plain sight of everyone in there.
Oh.
Obviously, I immediately turned to my brother, both hoping and not hoping that he'd seen. Oh, he had. And so had all seven of his mates, who were all stood completely agog, mouths open in utter shock, apoplectic, with disbelief and excitement. Imagine. Is she?
Wanked off at the bar in the village pub. Not even a nightclub.
No. The speed of her elbow increased. Our breath hitched. We waited for the inevitable conclusion. He finished, she stopped, and all of his mates, including my brother, cheered the fucking pub down.
No way.
I was mortified, horrified, and pissing myself laughing. What the actual fuck? There is one small detail that makes this story a little bit worse. We were all in the bar side of the pub where there was more standing room and more people our sort of age.
Right.
The pub had a horseshoe bar serving two sides. Ours, and then opposite, with the optics in the middle, was the lounge side.
Yeah.
Sat at the bar of the lounge side was our lift, who had driven us there and was going to drive us home. Yes, it was her dad.
Ah, no!
I don't believe he saw anything, but my God.
Like, with these kind of people, I can't believe they find each other. Like, girl who wants to wank lad off at bar finds lad who's perfectly happy with being wanked off at bar.
Would you let somebody wank you off at the bar?
Absolutely not.
No.
And what, like, they weren't kissing, they weren't embraced, there was nothing going on. He's just standing she's just, like, just fucking cleaning a door handle.
We've talked about this so many times. I'll never understand whenever I've met up with lasses sometimes and they're like, oh my God, I met this lad, give him a blowjob. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
You just gave him a blowjob.
Nothing else happened. Just penis in your mouth.
What? Why? Yeah. Why? What pleasure is she getting out from just whacking some lad off at the bar?
And where did he jizz? Why have they not said that?
No, I don't know.
Why has that not been...
In her hand. Merry. Merry Christmas.
Nah. It's just... Oh. I'm dreaming of a white bar stool.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, guys. So, my dad is a legend. An idiot, but nonetheless a legend of a special kind.
Okay.
My fiancé strives to be like him and even contemplates the new saying, what would Jackie do?
So he's called Jackie?
I'm guessing so.
Right, okay.
Some examples of the legend's behaviour includes banging me in Atkinson's diet book for my 18th birthday, then proceeding to throw me out of the house when I naturally got upset, calling me ungrateful.
Wow.
Sounds like a dick.
He
bought her an Atkinson's diet book for her 18th birthday.
18. Wow. And then booted her out when she was kicking off.
Oh. And it says, well, then
well,
for
I feel
Christmas,
like you go, what would Jackie do? And you do the opposite.
What do you mean?
They're saying that he's a bit of a legend, and you're like, what would you, now the people say, what would Jackie do? But I feel like you could say, what would Jackie do? And then you would just not do that.
Yeah. 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 Then for Christmas, buying my mum a petrol voucher for her present to essentially drive him around. He doesn't drive.
A petrol voucher? Yeah.
It says there are hundreds of Jackie-isms, but I thought I'd share this one with you as it's Christmas themed.
A petrol voucher for Christmas?
For Christmas? It's worse than an air fryer, that.
Hey, don't you dare, you ungrateful fucker.
So, I'm from a large family. 5 brothers, sisters, me, and 13 grandkids. We're Irish, lol. Every Christmas, along with their present, my mum would buy all the children and grandchildren a selection box. Given she needed loads, she would buy them early and place them up high above the kitchen with the traditional mother of the 90s saying, don't touch them, they're for Christmas. That was Scottish, wasn't it?
I don't know what that was.
Pretty much the beginning of Christmas in my house, the bulk buy. Mm. Why can't I do an Irish accent? Can you do one?
I don't want to be put on the spot.
Go on, you can.
No.
Don't touch them for Christmas Irish.
I don't want to.
Come on.
No, stop it. This is horrible. Stop forcing us.
Now, Jackie doesn't have a sweet tooth. He's a meat and veg man. But.
I was going to say, put it out there now. I don't like Jackie. I've heard 3 things about him, right? 4 things. I've heard everyone thinks he's a legend, which, let's be honest, normally means he's a fucking cunt, right? You tell me now.
You can't say a cunt in the Christmas
you
special.
You tell me now, people, how many times have you heard someone's a legend and you've met them and you've been devastated?
Yeah.
Devastated. Yeah. And you've wanted to go, does everyone need their fucking head looking at? Because this person that you've bigged up to me is the biggest fucking knob I have ever... Is this a wind-up? Is this a joke? Have you just hired a professional fucking prick? Yeah. So, 1, yeah, I'm on. And buying the petrol voucher, ridiculous. Buying your 18-year-old daughter an Atkins book. Getting
awful.
The bin, son.
Horrendous.
And then the fact that he's a meat and veg man. Get out. Look. No.
He's Ramsay Nesbitt.
Oh,
nah. Essentially. Right.
I've never told this story, actually. What? Obviously, I'm not going to say any names. But a comedian... went to a comedian friend of mine's house years ago, because sometimes when, if you're in the area, you were doing a gig for someone, sometimes they'd be like, you know, they'd either get you dinner or you'd go to the house for dinner, something like that. And he went to the house and his wife said, oh, I've just made spaghetti bolognese. Do you want spaghetti bolognese? And this comedian said, no, I don't want any of that foreign muck. Yeah. I'll have egg and chips.
Awful.
So, 1, foreign muck. What fucking planet are you on? 2, no, I'll not have that meal you've prepared. I will make you make something else. I'll not have that thing because I'm clearly some kind of... I mean, the maddest form of racism I think I've ever heard in your life, that spaghetti bolognese. But it's literally a British meal. Like, it's been... it's so British. Like
it is now.
But I guarantee if you made, like, you know, if you got some old, you know, old great-grandmother from Sicily and you gave her spaghetti bolognese from Marks, she'd be fucking sick everywhere.
Well, it's like Indian people with chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, they'd be like, the fuck is that? Yeah. What have you done to our beautiful food?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, oh, no, I'll not have any of that because of me backward beliefs. But I will now make you make a different meal for me.
Egg and chips as well.
Egg and chips.
Horrendous.
What fucking
anyway,
year is it?
Jackie's a meat and veg man, right? But occasionally he does go on a Jackie binge of a late evening while watching sport.
Oh, God, I hate him. Oh, God. Oh, die.
Oh, no, this is her dad. And okay. She loves him.
Okay, well, look. Look, I'm just giving my opinion.
Yeah, no, everyone's got a tosser in the family. Yeah. It's all good. This binge... Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Right, okay. What a ledge. This binge is normally preceded by a 2 a.m. vomit. And...
Is that what? Sorry. If we go back to the email, is this not a dog?
I don't know. But then, so he has a Jackie binge, right? After he's meeting two binge. And then it's preceded by a 2 a.m. vomit and a why the fuck didn't you stop me eating them rant at my mum. In brackets, Jackie blameless, of course. Oh, of course.
He's a menace.
Yeah. So a few days before Christmas, me and my mum started the mountain of present wrapping. Finally, after hours of wrapping and Christmas films, we had nearly finished and each family presents were in separate bags to be delivered to all the different houses on Christmas Eve. My mum goes to the kitchen to get all the selection boxes to pop in each family's sack. When I hear her call me in and she says, Nikki, you'll not believe what that idiot has done.
That was better.
Thank you. She handed me a rather light selection box, but it had been glued closed. Like untouched, being glued back together. As I proceeded to open it, the idiot had not only eaten all the chocolate, but he had replaced it with mysteries, jingle.
Oh, okay. So Jackie.
So Jackie's been on a binge.
Let's look at the facts here. He's a meat and two veg guy.
Yeah.
Right? He wants you to watch what you're eating. Okay. So what's he replaced it with? Nuts.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, okay. Or dog biscuits.
Right, okay.
Dog biscuits.
Right. As I proceeded to open it, the idiot had only eaten all the chocolate, but he had replaced it with bread. White bread. In the hope my mum wouldn't find out. But Jackie, not at all worrying, his grandkids would be crying Christmas Day when they opened it to bread.
There's your bread box, kids. There's your bread box. Have your bread box. What's this, Granda? A selection box for the ducks. That's a selection box. Oh, God, it makes that's a selection box for the ducks.
Oh, Granda, you're such a legend.
Apologies to everyone about these accents. That's amazing.
We never told him. And he still didn't confess up.
Right, well, he has the problem.
Even when delivering the presents.
He has the problem. You're letting this man get away with murder here. And you're not telling him and you're calling him a legend. And he walks, he doesn't know. He's like an untrained dog. The dog doesn't know. It's like the dog shat on the rug and you're going, good boy.
Yeah.
Bread.
But do you know what it is? Bread. It's gave us a laugh. I'm sure he's got a heart of gold. I'm sure he has.
I'm joking.
Yes,
he's probably. We are. You know, I, if you're listening to this and you have no, you if you've sent this in, you know how I feel. You know I don't really hate him. For comic effect, I hate him. I'm sure he's arid. But when presented with the fact, in my defense here as well, the stuff she put forward for him being a legend was pick different stories. He gave bone marrow. He jumped in front of a bus and saved someone. Not he gave us an Atkins thing and I left the house and he kicked us out of the house and he gave me my petrol vote. Put some good stuff in. I can only work with what I've been given. Don't call him a legend and then tell us them two stories and expect me to go, oh, God.
But hey,
yeah.
Listen, have a lovely Christmas and we'll see you. They're coming to Glasgow.
Get started. Brilliant.
2023, so we'll see you there. Excellent. Bring Jackie.
No. But I hope you enjoy your bread election boxes this year. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I'm currently listening to episode 125 and the story about the dad who showed his flaccid dick pic at the beach to his kids.
I forgot that.
I don't actually remember that. I do remember we've had loads of that. Yeah. This has unfortunately brought back a memory that I have put a lot of effort into repressing. So now, of course, I must share it with you so you can suffer with me.
Well, thank you and sorry and thank you again.
It was Boxing Day and as we usually do every year, my extended family had met up for Christmas. My nan and granddad, aunt and uncle, my mum, dad and brother and my two young cousins were there. We were gathered round in my aunt and uncle's house in the lounge where they had an Apple TV. On Apple TVs, there is a feature whereby you can set the standby screen to a slideshow of photos from your iPhone.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, how lovely. Look at that picture from your holiday. Oh, cute picture of the dog. Wow, look how young we look there. Oh. Everyone was minding their own business and chatting amongst themselves. The photos just adding some nice background. Horrendous, in my opinion. Until the conversations came to a natural lull and everyone turned to look at the photos on the screen. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a giant picture of my uncle's dick moves from the bottom of the screen to the top like a rocket taken off at launch. Unfortunately, it wasn't flaccid.
Oh, no!
Erect. There is a deadly silence. Maybe a suppressed chuckle under someone's breath. My auntie stands up and shouts, "It's a cake!"
"It's a cake! It's a cake!"
I don't know what she thought she was achieving here, as A, why would she have bought a cake with giant dick? And B, props to the baker because it was very realistic. And C, it was clearly not a fucking cake. It's a cake.
It's genius. She's been watching that thing on Netflix. It's a cake.
Cake. What cake?
Is it a cake?
Is it a cake?
Cake or not, or whatever it's called. Ah, fuck me.
Almost with perfect timing, my uncle walks back into the room to announce the Christmas roast is ready. Everyone turns and starts to piss themselves with laughter. Even my nan, his mum. The TV is swiftly turned off with the promise that, yes, it was apparently a cake.
Wow.
Fast forward to New Year and we get an email from my uncle asking us to share the family photos from the Christmas gathering. My parents thought this was a perfect opportunity, so attached to an email was a picture of two Christmas clementines and a chorizo with the subject of pictures of the Christmas cake. Safe to say the email was never responded to and no one ever spoke again of the time the whole family saw my uncle's dick pic on widescreen HD at Christmas.
Oh,
the end.
I couldn't think of anything more anxiety, of a more anxiety riddled moment than plugging me phone into the telly.
Oh, same.
And just letting random, I mean, I must have 20,000 photos on my phone.
Same. Just, I have no idea what's on there.
What's gonna, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, just, like, not even that there's bad stuff. I mean, I guarantee there's no dick pics in there. It's not something I do. But just,
I don't think you've ever sent me a dick pic.
Well, watch this space. Eh? You said I would get you the same old shit for Christmas. Just you wait.
Absolutely don't.
I'm doing it old school, me though.
I've sent you tit pics.
I'm doing it old school, me though.
Well,
dick pic, it's getting framed and everything. It's not coming on a phone.
Oh,
it's getting framed.
God.
It's coming in. Big massive
Please
frame.
Don't.
Two blokes carrying it down the drive.
Please don't.
I'm joking. You haven't sent me tit pics, have
bloody
you?
Bloody have.
Have you?
But, I mean, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, great. Well, yeah. They were obviously really, really well received, weren't they?
Seen the real
fucking
things?
Fucking can't remember. How grim is that?
What?
I remember every dick pic I've ever been sent.
Well, that's
And I remember
tragic.
At the time being a lot more excited about it than I probably was pretending. Because there's nothing attractive about seeing a hard penis on a screen.
Right. Okay.
With disrespect, lads. But it's just not nice.
It's not a
And you've got a reply going, oh,
it's not a
wow.
photogenic thing, is it?
No, it's horrible.
It's not a photogenic thing.
Oh, I'm so horny. Would love that. No, thank you.
It's not for looking at. Guys, it's not for looking at.
No.
It's for wanking off at the bar. We all know this.
Obviously.
While looking into the eyes of our dads.
Yes.
We're glossed up. By the way, I only just sort of, you were reading the next question on, and I only just thought about the idea of her dad possibly saying that. Can
horrific.
You imagine looking up and your daughter's wanking some lad off the bar?
Like,
Christ alive. He must have been looking and thinking, bloody hell, she's helping that fella there. He's zippers yeah. caught, just helping him out.
Either that or not again, fucking Jane. get out this pub now. Every Christmas. Sorry, son.
Sorry, lad.
Sorry, son. Mate. Something, honestly. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I used to work in Lapland in Finland as a coach guide. Taking
awesome.
Families on guided tour of Lapland in search for Santa.
Brilliant.
On the journey, families would discover various magical locations, including Santa's post office and workshop, go husky mushing,
oh.
ride snowmobiles, and be pulled on a sled by reindeer. Magical.
Wow.
Must be.
Sounds People great. Go.
On one particular tour, I picked up the guests at the airport as usual and headed towards the resort. It's a long journey, around 90 minutes. I already don't want to go. Because if you've got children...
You don't want to go. Yeah,
I'm all right for it.
Yeah.
So to pass the time, we have songs and activities to do, including a surprise visit from an elf that stops the coach, gets on and welcomes the kids to Lapland.
Cool.
Magical. We near the point in the journey where our elf, Snowy Bowie...
Brilliant.
Or Bowie. Bowie? Snowy Bowie, probably. Hails down the coach, so our driver slows down.
Okay.
Incredibly, we see some wild reindeer appear at the side of the road. I pick up the mic and get everyone to look at the reindeer. Everyone is in awe.
Wow.
It's pretty magical. The reindeer dissipate and we speed up slightly. Suddenly, one of the reindeer dashes in front of the coach and we slam into it and over it and the coach judders to a stop.
Oh my God.
There is a stunned silence which only breaks when the child at the front starts to scream. Why did you kill the deer? Why did you kill the deer? He screamed to our Finnish-speaking driver who joined me outside to check the damage. There was none. But already a car had pulled up behind us and was taking the dead animal away. What the hell?
Crikey.
More and more kids started to scream from witnessing what may as well have been Rudolph's demise and by being scared by the now frenzied child up front. Meanwhile, Snowy Boy, concerned after seeing us stop randomly in the road, has made her way to us. I fill her in on the situation. She gets on the coach and incredibly calms the children down by telling them that she will look after the deer and sprinkle magical sparkles over it and promises to make it better by morning. The adults are less than convinced.
Yeah.
The next morning, in my first location to take the families is the reindeer farm. As we approach, there's an air of unease from the adults and the boy at the front starts to fidget, still traumatised from the night before. And one of the adults whispers loudly, careful, driver.
Fuck!
What the guests didn't know is that we had devised a plan to make things right and there, on arrival, was Snowy Boy next to a reindeer with a bandage around its leg, a cast around its neck and some magical sparkles on its fur. The children were amazed and somehow so were the parents as one of the grown-ass adults turned to me and asked in wonder, is that the same reindeer? Yes, I said. Yes, it is. Magical.
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful.
Did you Everything enjoy about that little story?
Just a beautiful story. Love it.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I mean, not beautiful, the fact that just the situation. Just
Can we just, why?
Clever.
Why was somebody just really shit hot on taking away the roadkill? Like,
they either work there.
Is there some sort of bounty on the head or something?
Like, they either work there or they're just like, okay, new rug. I don't know. But wow. Wow.
Nicer. Do you still want to go to Lapland?
Great story. Nah, not anymore. Although you do, you know, reindeer carcasses are aplenty.
Exactly.
Bring one of them home.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Little would you rather to end on here.
Bring it on.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a Christmas would you rather.
Okay.
From Home Alone. Would you rather go through what Harry goes through or what Marv goes through?
That is a fucking mint question.
Mm-hmm. Provided you won't die like in the film. They've wrote them all down.
Oh, they've written them down. Come on then.
So Harry.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Shot in the balls.
Shot in the balls.
Slips on the ice.
Yes.
Burned hand.
Yeah.
Head set on fire.
Yeah.
Glue and feathers to the face.
Tarred and feathered.
Falls over the toy cars,
yeah.
Crowbar to the chest,
yeah.
Paint bucket to the face,
yeah.
Fall from the treehouse and yeah. Shovel to head.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's Harry. Marv, shot in the face, slips on ice, eye into the face, steps on the nail and the tar, steps on all the baubles, yeah. Falls over toy cars, spider on the face, paint bucket to the face, fall from the treehouse and shovel to head. Personally
Marv.
For me, yeah.
Because of the fire.
So you would rather be Marv?
I'd rather be Marv.
Right, okay, I would rather be Harry because when he stands on that nail,
yeah.
It makes us want to die.
It is awful.
Yeah.
It is awful, but the fire at the head. Do you know Joe Pesci actually burnt his head doing that?
Is it? Or did he really?
Yeah, when he got the fire at the head, he actually had burns on his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell the story, tell the little fact that you said about Joe Pesci, about the filming times.
Oh, apparently, Joe. I saw this on the internet, Joe Pesci had a word. There was loads of really early morning starts. And he had a word with the director and said, can I not start as early because I like to do 9 holes of golf in the morning to get my day right. And they moved the starting times back.
Love that.
Imagine having that kind of power in your job.
I know. I'm
just going to push that back. I want to do a bit of fucking golf. See you later.
Got to do what you got to do, don't you?
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. To all my slags out there, you're a ho, ho, ho.
Very good.
Merry Christmas.
Very
Thank you
good.
For listening to this week's Christmas episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't have a similar male prostitute-related Christmas joke for all of you, so I'll just say cheers, lads. Cheers, lads. Cheers, lasses. Cheers, everyone, for listening to us all this year. We bloody love you. Have a merry, merry Christmas, and we'll be back in years in the new year. Thank you very much indeed.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.